Welcome to this audio presentation of Choose My PCC, candidates for the Hertfordshire Police Force area. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. The contents. The contents have been track indexed for ease of navigation. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Track 3. David Edward Lloyd, the Conservative Party candidate. Track 4. Sam North, Liberal Democrats. Track 5. Philip Edward Ross, Labour and Cooperative Party. Track 6. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Hertfordshire. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and hold the police to account. Elections will be taking place in England and Wales, in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. There will be elections at the same time for mayors who exercise PCC functions. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. 39 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 are also responsible for overseeing the Fire and Rescue Authority for their area and are called Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCC. These PFCCs are found in Essex, Staffordshire, North Yorkshire and Northamptonshire. There will also be 3 mayors with PCC functions elected in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. PCCs are elected by you and aim to cut crime and hold the force to account on behalf of the public. PCCs bring a public voice to policing and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set the policing priorities for the area and consulting on their police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives and, if necessary, dismissing them. Work with others. PCCs, PFCCs, and mayors who exercise PCC functions also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. The PCC, PFCC or mayor who exercises PCC functions does not run the police force or fire service. Chief constables and chief fire officers are operationally independent and they are responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the Police and Crime Commissioner. PCCs, PFCCs and mayors who exercise PCC functions are single, directly elected individuals, ensuring the public are protected, providing greater opportunities for collaboration and more effective scrutiny of public services. They ensure that there is an effective policing contribution to national partnership arrangements to protect the public from other national and cross-boundary threats. Represent the entire community. PCCs, PFCCs and combined authority mayors who exercise PCC functions are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidate standing for election in the Hertfordshire Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0808 196 2170. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. In this election, you can vote for a first and second preference of who you want to win. For more information about your vote and other elections taking place on the 6th of May, visit electoralcommission.org.uk/i-am-a/voter. Track 3. David Edward Lloyd, the Conservative Party candidate, election statement. Through the support of the public, I have been the Hertfordshire Police and Crime Commissioner since 2012. I thank you for your support to date and ask that you put your confidence in me again on the 6th of May 2021. On my watch, Hertfordshire has been one of the safest places to live in the country, with a top-performing police force. By re-electing me, you will be sending a strong message that you want to join me in keeping crime low, maintaining frontline local policing, and further expanding our award-winning victim services team, Beacon. You told me to protect officer numbers. I listened, and by focusing on efficiency, I was able to keep officer numbers up, even though for Hertfordshire Constabulary you pay one of the lowest council tax rates in the country. The Government Uplift Programme has meant that we are now recruiting heavily and will soon have the most police officers in Hertfordshire's history. This election allows you to choose how we use those new officers. What I have heard so far is that you want them to bear down on criminals so that we have even fewer victims of crime. If you re-elect me, I pledge to ensure that we use these officers to deliver a prevention first strategy. You will also be adding weight to my national level campaign to join up the criminal justice system. Victims will have even greater support. I have put the right structure in place to deliver that. We will seek to spot potential offenders early and to offer them the right help so that they can become productive members of our society rather than criminals. Vote for David Lloyd, Conservative. More police, less crime. This address has been prepared by Jane West, Election Agent, 104 High Street, London, Coney, AL2 1QL. Contact details: www.david-lloyd.org.uk. Track 4. Sam North, Liberal Democrats, Election Statement. Policing has been put to the bottom of the agenda. Despite all the promises of the Conservatives, Hertfordshire Constabulary has the lowest morale of any police force in the country. Crime is rising, with serious crime not being prioritised and issues of equality go ignored. As a former police officer, I understand the current limitations and the huge challenges that the police face. I will use my experience and understanding to tackle these challenges head on. Together we must improve police functionality and engagement while supporting and upskilling officers to empower them to deal with the ever-changing environment in which they operate. That means making sure the police prioritise the issues that matter most to all of us. It means properly supporting our officers. It means dragging the police into the 21st century to ensure they are working in an evidence-based and proactive way. This is my six-point plan for policing in Hertfordshire. 1. 21st century policing. This means equipping our police to deal with the challenges of the crimes we face now. 2. Equality and opportunity. Everybody, no matter their background, deserves to be treated equally. 3. Mental health. 40% of police incidents are related to mental health, and 1 in 5 officers suffer from PTSD. 4. Crime reduction. Crime fell during the pandemic, but is rising again. Let's stop that rise. 5. Supporting our officers. Our officers risk their lives every day to protect ours. It's time we treat them fairly. 6. Organised, serious and gang-related crime. Ensuring the rife organised crime in Hertfordshire is tackled head-on. Prepared by Freya Waterhouse, Election Agent. 23 Raynham Street, Hertford, Hertfordshire, SG13 7DE. Contact details www.samuel-north.co.uk. Track 5. Philip Edward Ross, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. A vote for Labour is one that will keep us safe online, in our homes and on our streets. We are working with community groups across the county and have put together a detailed manifesto. Our top priorities are as follows. We will appoint a new Commissioner for Antisocial Behaviour who will use a power called the Community Trigger to make the police, councils and other agencies work together to resolve problems, not just pass them on. We will make tackling the supply of drugs to school-aged children our highest priority, both in disrupting supply and dismantling networks. Children and young people caught up in this are victims. We will ensure that cybercrime isn't a specialist crime by training all officers to respond to it and to tackle fraud. We will show young people that we understand the nature of harassment and crime online and in social media. We need to get the streetlights turned back on in the evenings to make our streets safe. I will move the Police and Crime Commissioner's office to Stevenage and Watford to reflect policing priorities. We will set up new community forums with real powers to hold the PCC to account. We promise more public meetings and forums in our first 10 months than the Tories have run in the last 10 years. Our approach is to build a fresh model of community and neighbourhood policing that focuses on both crime and safety. It is the model which has worked consistently well over the last 150 years and which will also work best in our new digital world. Our plan for Hertfordshire is comprehensive and is designed to deliver a safe and secure Hertfordshire for us all. Address prepared by Jill Gibbs, Election Agent, 28 Alma Road, St Albans, AL1 3BW. Contact details www.rossfigure4pcc.org.uk at rossfigure4pcc. Track 6. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Hertfordshire. This booklet contains more information about those candidates where provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Hertfordshire. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Hertfordshire on the 6th of May 2021. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Lloyd, David Edward, the Conservative Party candidate, North, Sam, Liberal Democrats, Ross, Philip Edward, Labour and Cooperative Party. I can be contacted at Jeff Stack, Borough of Broxbourne, Bishop's College, Churchgate, Cheshunt, Hertfordshire, EN10 9XQ. Email jeff.stack@broxbourne.gov.uk. Phone number 01992 785553. Website www.broxbourne.gov.uk. The print version of this booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with it, please recycle it. This is published by the Minister for the Cabinet Office, 70 Whitehall, London, SW1A 2AS. That is the end of this audio presentation of the booklet, Choose My PCC.